You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, my final guest on the show today with our Tuesday Juno School District check-in. We've got Allie Schuler from NOAA, along with a bunch of ocean guardians, it appears. So welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm here with Allie, Violet, Maddie, and Ava. And you're all here to talk about the Saiyaet-Gastineau Ocean Guardian Program. Allie, you're an Alaska Sea Grant Fellow, which is affiliated with NOAA, right? So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do and what the Guardian Program is?
Hi. Like you said, I'm an Alaska Sea Grant State Fellow with NOAA Fisheries, and I've had the pleasure of working with Saiyaet-Gastineau Community School and getting started with their Ocean Guardian Program. So the Ocean Guardian Program is through the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Marine Sanctuaries, and schools and local communities make a commitment to protect and conserve local watersheds and world oceans, and implement school and community-based conservation projects. And Gastineau, as well as Thunder Mountain High School, have been conducting projects to reduce single-use plastics in the Juneau area.
Wow, that's great. Thank you guys for doing that. I would like to ask each of you, what does it mean to be an ocean guardian? And Ava, why don't you go first?
We protect the ocean. We organize, like, events that help the ocean, like, be better. We have a trash pickup, and it's where we, like, pick up trash around the community so it doesn't end up in the ocean or anything other, like, that affects animals in the ocean or anything.
That's hard work. Maddie, what about you? What does it mean to be an ocean guardian?
Well, an ocean guardian, it doesn't have to be, like, someone at your school, but it's just someone that helps protect the ocean, like going on trash audits, never leaving garbage around, and they have to really do the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Those are three of the main things to being an ocean guardian. And, yeah, it's just really important.
It is really important. And, Violet, how about you? What does it mean to you to be an ocean guardian?
Well, I think it's really important and a great opportunity for anyone, not just anybody at our school. And I just think it feels amazing to help save the ocean.
That's great. I'm so glad we've got you guys working on this. You look like you're both really smart and know what to do. So you're all three ocean guardians. Who else can be an ocean guardian?
Well, go ahead, anyone. It could be someone that doesn't have to be in the Ocean Guardian program at our school, but we want, like, other schools across Alaska to start it because we are only one out of two schools in Alaska doing this program.
So more schools need to become ocean guardians or have an ocean guardian program.
Yeah.
Maddie, what do you know about the oceans here? Are they changing?
Yeah, they're changing a lot. Like, if we don't help reduce our uses of plastic in probably less than 50 years, there might be more plastic than fish in the ocean.
Oh, no.
And that's a really big deal because the ocean supports life. It's been on this planet as long as life has been on this planet. And if the ocean and or the things in it die, who knows what could happen to everything else in this world. It would just be a horrible, horrible thing. So we try to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah. How does the Guardian program help specifically reduce the amount of plastic that goes into the ocean? I know you guys have some projects to work on that. Violet, do you want to tell us?
Well, I know we're trying to set up trash cleanups, and I can't think of anything else right now, but I'm sure there's lots of other things.
You guys are learning a lot about it, right? How to reduce plastic in the oceans. Do you guys want to add anything, Ava?
We put up posters around the school, and recently our lunchroom has banned plastic sporks, and replaced it with silverware.
Wow, that's a great idea. I'm glad they did that. Maddie, do you have anything to add about reducing plastics and projects you've worked on?
Yeah, so there's going to be a big Ocean Guardian, like maybe Friday Fun Night or something, and Yeah, there might be like a song or something that it's going to, it's like the background music of Under the Sea with different lyrics. Ava, you know part of the song. Will you sing it? A little bit of it for us?
I don't know much about it, so I'm not going to do it.
You can yeah. say
wait,
it.
Wait, no, oh, there's gosh. Like part of it that goes under the sea. Under the sea, darling, believe me, where we're something like where we're cleaning, blah 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 blah. Yeah,
take it from
yeah.
me. I know the original version pretty yeah. well, but we always ask people before the interview starts if they want to sing for us or not. okay, so Violet, Maddie, Ava, that's all great information. Allie, do you want to add anything else about any projects going on with the Guardian program?
So the Ocean Guardian program, like Ava said, is growing. And at the end of last month, we did have our first consortium meeting, bringing in several of the interested schools in the area to gain information. But the application process is still happening. It closes on May 1st. So anyone out there, any teachers that are interested in participating, you can go on the Ocean Guardian website and learn more about how to participate. A lot of our success for Ocean Guardian in both SIAIC as well as Thunder Mountain has been thanks to local sponsors, because we're not in a marine sanctuary. We don't get funding through that source. Instead, it's been a huge community effort, including having donations from Litter Free, Southeast Alaska Fish Habitat Partnership, and the Audubon Society chapter in Juneau has donated for the dishwashing equipment that Ava talked about with the silverware, and also money for buses, for a beach cleanup. And then for Thunder Mountain, they donated money to buy recycle bins and marine debris bracelets for fundraising. So it's definitely been an amazing community effort as we work to reduce single-use plastics and move to the next school year coming up for even more projects throughout our community.
And are there still students at SIAIC that can join the program if they want to, or is everybody at SIAIC involved?
So while we do have three students here present, part of our Ocean Guardian group, we have about 15 students that are in our Lunch Bunch group that are working on our project. So they have been working tirelessly at writing letters to local communities, creating those posters that they mentioned, as well as putting together the final presentation. It's a student-led presentation, so they're meant to create their own, but however they want to run it. And so they decided to do a skit as well as sing their Under the Sea song.
That's so cool. Well, you guys are really doing a lot of work for ocean protection, for protecting the ocean, and reducing plastic is just part of it, and it's a big one. What would you say to any of your friends who are out there listening if they are thinking about joining the program? Do you guys have fun in the program?
Yeah, we have a lot of...
Go ahead, Violet.
We have a lot of fun, and we get to make a bunch of posters to hang up in the hallways, and...
what are your tips?
Well, my tips are stop using plastic bags in the grocery stores and bring your own reusable bag.
Good.
And don't use plastic water bottles unless you're going to reuse them.
That's good as well.
Yeah. Our class has a 3rd-4th split, and there's a 4th grader named Brady in our class, and he has a plastic water bottle that he uses for his everyday water bottle at school. Refills it. He reuses it.
That's a big help. Just doing that is actually reduces a lot. Ava, do you have anything else you want to add?
So I think other kids are getting the message, because when I walked by in the hallway, some second graders put up a poster. It said, "Save the sea."
Oh,
so
yeah,
I really thought other kids like it too, but only intermediate is allowed to be in the Ocean Guardian Club, and only 3 from each class.
So maybe those are our future Ocean Guardians.
Yeah, and
future members of the program.
Yeah, some people quit from the
So you need replacements from the younger kids. Violet wanted to add something.
That poster in the hallway at our school that Ava saw, that was actually made by my friend Nalena.
Cool. All right. Well, shout out to Nalena for making that poster.
Yeah.
Okay, and Allie's got one more thing to add before we wrap up.
The elementary school has been an incredible support of all Ocean Guardian and conservation efforts. And this next week, they're going to be participating in Students for Zero Waste Week. So this Zero Waste Week is run through NOAA. Anyone can participate in it. And basically, it's just taking small efforts to work towards eliminating waste.
Well, thank you so much for working on this program, Allie. And thanks to Violet, Maddie, and Ava for being here today and telling us all about it, and also for doing all the hard work you do in the program. I feel like our ocean is in good hands, and the future of the ocean is bright and clean. So thank you, all of you, for being here today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you
next
time.
I hope you work on saving the ocean.
Yes, people who are out there listening, reduce, reuse, and recycle, and you can be an ocean guardian too. Goodbye.
Words of wisdom from our youth. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.